down on Fremont Street. But there is always the question of how good is the economy? How strong is the economy? We're going to talk about that coming up in our next segment with Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. He is not an economist, but he knows a lot about money, and he knows a lot about how to make money. He'll join us coming up in just a couple of minutes. Also, a little bit later on, Megan Barth. The whole climate change thing. What does it mean? It's a little scary when the president uses rhetoric like code red. That usually means something not very good. Like, this is it, folks. Anyway, stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. We'll take you right up till 6 o'clock on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next. Free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers, and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A CIA veteran expects Al-Qaeda to rebuild within Afghanistan.
Michael Morrell, who was the CIA analyst who briefed President George W. Bush on September 11, 2001, said Tuesday he's convinced the Taliban will invite Al-Qaeda to rebuild in Afghanistan. Morrell, who twice served as acting CIA director, spoke at an online forum sponsored by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Eastern District of Virginia. It was one of a series of panels this week to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the September 11 attacks. Morrell twice served as acting CIA director, and he briefed President Barack Obama on the intelligence that led to the killing of Osama bin Laden. He said there's no doubt in his mind the Taliban will give safe haven to Al-Qaeda, and he believes Al-Qaeda's intention will be to build capability so they can attack us here at home. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed an election laws bill hotly contested by Democrats. Governor Abbott says he expects the new election law to be challenged in court and upheld.
It does make it easier for people to be able to go vote. No one who is eligible to vote will be denied the opportunity to vote. It does, however, make it harder for cheaters to cast an illegal ballot. Those are the kinds of principles that the courts will uphold.
Some elected Democrats fled the state, delaying a quorum for the voting bill before returning for the final balloting. Democrats are challenging it in federal court. The Department of Agriculture says workers on farms and at meeting plants who are severely affected by the coronavirus pandemic will be eligible to get grants of up to $600 per person as part of a new $700 million aid program. The grants announced Tuesday are intended to defray some of the costs workers bore as many of them brought their own protective equipment or took unpaid leave. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 269 points. More at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Hi, I'm Karen, owner of Lone Star Transfer. Now that life is returning to normal, let us help by getting you out of your unused timeshare. Lone Star Transfer has an A-plus rating and hundreds of excellent reviews with the BBB. We guarantee the release of all liability to your timeshare in writing and in a specific time frame. For the best customer service and a free consultation, call 844-284-4860 or online.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's 5:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. A family that spotted their stolen vehicle in central Las Vegas gave chase early yesterday, according to the Review Journal, and ended up being shot at when they attempted to confront the thieves. The man tried to stop his stolen vehicle, which resulted in a minor collision. As the man attempted to get his vehicle back, an unknown number of occupants in the car, the stolen car, opened fire. Thankfully, nobody was injured, and the thieves fled on foot, and the latest word, they are still on the run. A Las Vegas man who reportedly berated a flight crew and fellow passengers on a plane Monday has been cited for public intoxication and disorderly conduct. He growled like a dog while taking his mask off and gave the middle finger and swore at flight attendants on the flight from Los Angeles to Salt Lake City. The 61-year-old man was arrested at the gate, where he was checked out at the hospital and cited. American Airlines thanked the crew for their professionalism and customers for understanding. Captain Obvious, the well-known TV ad character, is now part of a campaign, an ad campaign launched by Resorts World Las Vegas, which features the red blazered captain running around the strip property.
KMZQ on time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
Well, as we check out the traffic conditions right now, watch for a crash Interstate 15 northbound past Flamingo. You're slow back to Sunset there on Interstate 15 northbound. And another crash, that's in the right lane, U.S. 95 eastbound at Rancho.
Gather round. I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one, time is running. Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. And guess who's here? The owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, Jared Fisher, joins us. How was your holiday weekend? I am assuming you were outside for much of it.
Just doing the normal thing, hanging out with the family and getting outside, running around, hiking around. Good times, absolutely.
Did you go biking somewhere?
I don't think it was anywhere significant, so nothing talking about, really.
It's
just the normal.
Fair enough. Hey, I want to ask you, I get asked this all the time from folks around the country. They see what's going on in Las Vegas, they see the bright lights and the Fremont Street and the Strip and all of that stuff, and they always say, well, but how's the economy? And then I have to tell them, well, we have the highest unemployment rate in the country among cities, and then I don't have an answer for them. You travel this state, you have business interests across this state. Tell me what the economy is like for the state of Nevada right now.
Well, one of the things, I mean, we are definitely a hospitality state, and one of the things that I've seen this whole year has been just increases in wages, yet not as much growth in the hospitality industry in general. Now, where I'm standing from in my business, which is outdoor adventure, we're booming right now. We've never had such a busy year. We are more than triple as busy as we've normally been. So we can't even keep up with the demand that we have. In fact, we're turning business away, which is the first ever for our company. We just can't handle as much as coming on. But, the lights are on down at the Strip. They have to be on. I mean, otherwise, we're going to be in even more trouble than we already are. But one of the major things is we've just been seeing an increase in wages in general, which is contributing to inflation right now. So overall, I mean, the economy, we're coming up. I mean, we've been in the COVID era for more than a year and a half now. But overall, I mean, I think we're on the up and up right now. But Nevada is not doing as good, I would say, as other parts of the country. That's for sure.
I'm curious why the unemployment rate continues to be so high. Do you have a feel for that?
Well, I'm going to tell you from where I'm standing as a business owner who employs a lot of people, you know, through outdoor adventure and retail as well, through our bicycle stores and so forth. We've had to increase our wages mostly because it's harder to get people to work right now, to get qualified people to work. I mean, especially in specialty industries, when the government has paid people not to work, you're going to have problems, and that's what we've seen. So we've had to increase our overall pay to our employees in order to keep them happy and keep them at work. So that's a systemic problem now, because once we see COVID on the out and out, then what we're going to be seeing is not cutting people's wages, but we're going to have to lay people off if that's the case, because we will not be able to sustain the level of wages that we are currently paying. So that is unless the market stays where it's at and increases. So we have a problem I see for coming in the future, and it is a little worrisome about the situation. I don't know all the industries if they're seeing the same thing, but we are definitely seeing that.
I want to ask you about supply chain, because I've talked with a number of people, not just here in the state, but across the country, and there seems to be some problem with the supply chain in various industries. Can you talk a little bit about what's going on out there as far as supply? I know you've had problems getting bicycles.
Yeah, the supply chain has been a problem. It's been a problem for more than a year now. Essentially, when you shut down the factories in the overseas Asian markets, you don't have people working, you're not going to have your product being manufactured. And that's a snowball effect, essentially. Then that then you don't have product being shipped across the ocean, et cetera, et cetera. Now that we do have people going back to work in the Asian market, where a lot of our product comes from, a lot of America's product comes from there, of course, now we don't have the capacity to get everything to American off the ship and onto the ground and into the trucks. All the way across the board, we don't have enough workers. Last time I was on, I talked about being in Long Beach, and the just the amount of ships just sitting there in the dock waiting to get unloaded. And that's a huge problem because those products are not on shelves in America right now for people to buy. What we're seeing, too, is retailers are starting to stock up if they can get their hands on product, and they're going to sit on inventory, maybe 10-15% more on inventory right now, because you never know what's going to happen around Christmas time when the demand is much higher for product. So that's what essentially we've done. We are overbuying right now so that if we do run into a bottleneck during the Christmas season or the holiday season, we will be able to hopefully supply our customers with their needs. So, yes, it is quite a problem. I've never seen anything like this in 30 years in business.
I'm curious. Yeah. So as a retailer, though, you would be willing to warehouse, 100 bicycles just in case at the holidays you need them and all of that. Even though it doesn't make you any money right now, it might make you some money down the road. Is that a fair assumption?
Yes, absolutely, 100%. We are warehousing product right now because we don't know if we're going to be able to get it later.
Wow. Again, joining us, a guy that deals in the retail industry as the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery. He is also across the state with Escape Adventures. By the way, is there something going on relative to, and to me, this is kind of a basic tenet, that the more you sell in-state, will it give you an opportunity to sell outstate? I mean, do you do much outstate selling?
Are you talking about retail? Or
yeah, retail. Retail.
Retail. We do mostly, we do have a lot of people from out of state that come and purchase from us, from our retail stores. But that's because we have chosen to overstock as much as possible. So people are fighting on that. That's just a strategy that we have in our line of business, but not everybody can do that. If you don't have good credit through your company or through your business, then you may find it hard to obtain that credit from your suppliers to overstock and so forth. So, a lot of that ties into just, your business practice and how you've been running your company.
Again, joining us, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, Jared Fisher. You deal with the great outdoors on a regular basis, and I'm curious, when you hear the President of the United States go to New Jersey and New York and start claiming that we are at code red on climate change, do you believe that what we've seen in the last few weeks with Ida coming ashore in Louisiana, moving up into the interior of the United States, ending up in New York and New Jersey. Do you believe that there is a correlation between climate change and what we're seeing in the weather?
Well, from where I'm standing, just being in the outdoor business, and most of my career has been in national forest and BLM lands, I have consistently seen many springs dry up. I've seen a lot more forest fires. I have had discussions with forest supervisors across the West, and they have said the same thing over and over again, that they have never seen this in the history of the forest, so many fires and so forth. Now, that can be contributed to bad forest management as well. In other words, not having controlled burns and so forth. But overall, I have definitely seen a change in the land since I started my career, and that's, basically 30 years. I do, however, think that, as far as climate change goes, the climate is changing. It's not that we don't have more or less water. It's just that the water is shifting into different areas. And so in the western United States, where we originally had, what we expected for rainfall in the desert, well, that is now shifting to other parts of the country. So have studied a lot on climate and so forth. I do, however, feel that Mother Nature is going to fix herself. So regardless of how overzealous we become on climate change, at the end of the day, Mother Nature will fix herself. She's going to figure out what she's going to do. So, as far as climate change goes, if there is a financial interest in climate, if people are willing to go out and buy electric cars because they feel that the climate, will be saved, well, I would get into the electric car business if I had that much money to do something like that. It's just an economic benefit. So there's a lot to be said about climate change. We can discuss it for hours and hours, but I don't believe in freaking out over it. But I do believe that we definitely need to address the issue somewhat and look at what we actually can do, as opposed to just these far-fetched ideas like we've seen over the past couple of years on the far left.
Hey, Jared, let me ask you, though. I mean, we've seen with wind and solar and different types of energy that we've seen essentially subsidies supporting an industry. And when you take those subsidies away, the industry may or may not succeed. Do you believe that we need to continue to be subsidizing these new forms of energy?
I think if we're going to subsidize, we should be fair across the subsidization. So if we're going to subsidize oil somewhat, then that should be equal what we're going to subsidize green energy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I've done a lot of solar projects simply because I think it's awesome. I think it's fun to do. I like the idea of off-grid. Now, my company has not had a power bill in 9 years in Las Vegas. And I mean literally have not had a power bill. And so within the next couple of years, my facility, multi-million dollar facility, will have paid for itself, essentially. And that is, we did receive a small subsidization. But however, had we not received that, the amount of money that we have saved through our power bill will have paid for itself within a couple more years, which to me, if I'm going to save money, I'm all for it 100%. So I just think it needs to be fair across the board. If you're going to give subsidies to solar, wind, and to oil, it should be equal, and see which one comes out ahead. I do think in the future that if solar, I'm not a huge proponent of wind power, and I've done a couple wind projects. I think it's a tough one because there's so many things are mechanical on wind turbines and so forth. Ours have essentially failed all except for one. But solar, because it's not a mechanical product, it just simply sits there and absorbs and condenses, AC/DC energy. Ours have been running great. So I would do it with or without a subsidy. That doesn't incentivize me at all to do it. So that's just personally where I'm coming from.
And I've had friends who have done the solar on their roofs, and I've always said, I'll be for it when it saves people money, and it's starting to save people money. Am I right?
Yeah. I mean, it's saved me a ton of money already. So, I mean, I'm definitely for it. There are some scams out there that are I don't agree with, but overall, the price of solar has come down so far. I mean, essentially, I think that's where the world's going to be. Once we can figure out how to really store solar power, I think that's where we're going to be putting most of our time and resources for the future. I mean, you only have so much oil in the planet, so we have to go somewhere. So again, I'm not a wind proponent, but definitely I do like solar, and I don't think you need subsidies in order to make it work.
Hey, Jared, always good to visit with you, my friend. I am always so happy to hear of your adventures. I can't wait. Next time, we'll find out your next adventure. You got to have one coming up, right?
Yeah, I have a few coming up. I'll let you know them next time once I get them dialed in.
There you go. Jared, thanks, man. You have a good week, and we'll talk again soon.
You too. Thanks, Kevin. Bye.
There you go. My buddy, my pal, Jared Fisher, the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures. I live vicariously through Jared. I really honestly do. I mean, he does some things that are just absolutely amazing. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A union we can count on. A union with a legacy known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we need to make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while, Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor, and now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body, federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neograft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair. Call now. 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086. Or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair. Now you know.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
By the way, roughly 2 in 3 Americans support requirements for teachers and students to wear a mask. This whole mask mandate thing is rearing its ugly head, and now we've got polling that suggests 2 in 3 Americans support requirements for teachers and students. That is according to a USA Today Ipsos poll just out this afternoon. Let's get back to your phone calls. A lot of you holding very patiently. We thank you for that. You want to join us? Here's how you do it. 844, the number 2, Nevada. That's 844.